Good morning. You're listening to The Daily Cat, your morning news brief from WNUR News. I'm your host, Ilse von Heiberg. It's 9 a.m. Central Time on Thursday, April 16th, 2026. Here are the headlines to start your day. Evanston City Council rejected a tax relief plan on Monday night on a 5-4 vote. The one-year pilot tax program would have given tax credits to Evanston homeowners who spend at least 10% of their income on taxes. The funds would have come from the city's Affordable Housing Fund. The council will discuss alternative tax relief measures on May 11th. On Tuesday, the widow and son of late Cook County Commissioner Dennis Deere were found shot to death in a Westside home. Police are investigating the deaths as a homicide. A weapon was found at the scene, although details about the weapon or suspects have not been released. In national news, the U.S. Treasury Secretary said yesterday that the U.S. will levy secondary sanctions on financial institutions doing business with Iran, calling it the, quote, financial equivalent of the bombing campaign. The commander of Iran's Joint Military Command said yesterday that they will halt trade in the Gulf region if the U.S. does not lift its blockade on Iranian ports. No vessels have made it past U.S. naval forces in the first 48 hours of the blockade, according to the U.S. Central Command. That's all for today's Daily Cat. From Evanston, Illinois, I'm Ilse von Heiberg. Be sure to check out more news stories on our website, wnurnews.org. You can also listen to these stories live during our next news show tomorrow at 6 p.m., 89.3 FM, or at wnur.org. Thank you for listening, and we'll see you tomorrow morning for another edition of The Daily Cat.